Live by every word. That is the challenge and the opportunity the Bible gives to you. This program examines the actual words that have proceeded out of the mouth of God Himself, so we can use them to guide our paths and live by them in our everyday lives. This is Live by Every Word.
Thanks for joining me today here on Live by Every Word. I'm Dwight Falk. This is Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG, and we're online at kpcg.fm and have a live link at thetrumpet.com as well. I want to begin today with a quote from Lesson 22 of our Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence course. This is a free course at thetrumpet.com that you can sign up for. And the quote says, "Tune in a television set any Sunday morning in the United States to so-called gospel programs, and you'll hear and see preachers telling you about Christ, urging you to believe on Christ, to accept Christ, telling you what a wonderful person he was. They will talk about getting out the gospel, meaning the message about Christ." That's what they mean when they say that. The quote continues, "Thus, every Sunday morning, millions of viewers assume they are hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ." They're assuming that. And it says, "Believe it or not, preaching only about Christ and believe on him is not preaching Christ's gospel." That's a shocking statement for many people. So I'll read it again. It says, "Believe it or not, preaching only about Christ and believe on him is not preaching Christ's gospel." And yet many people are shocked by a statement like that. Jesus Christ was the messenger who did bring the gospel message God sent through him. And the word gospel means good news. And so it is good news, to be sure. Jesus Christ did bring a message. And yet people are confused as to what that message is. Again, from Lesson 22 of the Correspondence Course. It says, "True, Jesus Christ, the person, is the most important individual ever to walk this earth. And true, he is the Savior of all mankind. But Christ, the person, is not the gospel. The miracles he performed are not the gospel. The things Jesus did are not the gospel. What he preached, the tremendous good news he announced, is the gospel." And so hopefully you can see where the confusion comes in here. And it's something that, again, is pretty tricky. You have to really pay attention to it. People will talk about Jesus Christ, the person, and they'll talk about some of the miracles that he did, and they'll talk about the fact that he's our Savior, all vitally important. But the gospel is the good news that he announced. It's what he preached. The true gospel Jesus brought proclaims the solution to the world's troubles. But how did people respond to Christ's gospel message? It's important to look at how people at the time of Jesus Christ's life on this earth physically, how they responded to his message. They did not accept it. They hated it, as a matter of fact. Most did. Men rejected Christ's gospel message, and they crucified him for preaching it. They hated it. They hated that message. Notice this in John 8. We'll look at a few passages today. If you have a Bible handy, please get it out. We can look at these together and see some of the history here of what Jesus Christ said. And we get some insight into how important it is to make sure we're believing the gospel message and understanding what the gospel message is and not just believing on the person of Jesus Christ. John 8 and verse 30, it says, "As he spoke these words, many believed on him." And then verse 31 said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed." If you continue in my word. In other words, if they were to follow what Christ taught. See, many believed on Christ. They saw the miracles and they said, wow, this is truly somebody special. They believed that. But was that enough? Well, no, it wasn't. We just read here, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, if you follow the instructions I give you, if you live as I tell you to live, if you do what I tell you to do. See, that's a lot more than just believing Jesus Christ existed or believing he's our Savior. It's a lot more than that. It's actually doing what Christ instructed. Lesson 22 of the Correspondence Course notes that there were those in Christ's day who believed on him, just as millions do today. These same people were influenced on occasion to want to kill him. Isn't that incredible? I mean, they believed on him, they saw the miracles, but they still at times wanted to kill him. Now, Jesus told us to continue in his word, and his word was the gospel he was teaching. That message of how to live, the kingdom of God, the laws and the rules about the kingdom of God. The good news of the soon coming kingdom and family of God and all that that includes. He taught about that, and you can read it in the Bible. And yet, people don't. Or they don't read all of it, or they don't apply it in most cases. Jesus told us to continue in his word. Lesson 22 says, but they refused to believe what he taught, his gospel, and to do what he taught. You know, we have to think about this in relation to ourselves. Think about these people back then that were living at the same time that Jesus Christ was alive physically on this earth. They refused to believe what he taught, his gospel, and to do what he taught. Well, how about you? How about me? See, it says they believed on him, and many of them liked him. They believed in his identity. They believed he was the Messiah, the Christ. But they did not believe him or what he said. They called him a liar. Again, think about that. They believed in his identity. Many people today do that. They believed he was the Messiah, the Christ. Many people today believe that. But they did not believe him or what he said. That's something to really think about. That's a real dividing line. Believing that Christ existed on this earth and that he was our Savior, that's good because it's true. But we have to go much further than that. We have to believe him, believe his message, and do it. Verse 37 says, I know, Christ talking here, I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. See, that was the problem. They wouldn't believe his word. They called him a liar and they sought to kill him. They hated the message. Verse 38, I speak that which I have seen with my Father. And you do that which you have seen with your father. So Jesus Christ is really getting down to the crux of the issue here. See, he was speaking the message which he had seen with his father and the people around him that were hating him there and hating the message. They had a different father. These people did not want to live as Christ told them to live. They did not really believe the gospel message. Instead, they wanted to break the law of God. Verse 39, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. So they talked back. They wouldn't listen. And Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Wow, what a point. I mean, how did Abraham live? What did he do? He followed God's instructions. Abraham was faithful. What God told him to do, he did. And Christ is making that point here. He says, well, if you were Abraham's children, as you claim, now, of course, genetically they were, but they were in a different spirit, a different mindset. They weren't really living like they should have, because he said, look, if you were, you'd be doing the works of Abraham. You'd be following me. You'd be listening to my message. But they hated the message. Verse 40, but now you seek to kill me. And why? Well, he says, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God, this did not Abraham. Abraham didn't try to kill the Word who became Jesus Christ. He followed. He did what he said. He was faithful. But these people, generations later, they wanted to kill Jesus Christ because of the message, because of what he was saying, what he was preaching. They hated it. Very easy for people today to assume, well, they would never do that or they wouldn't think that way. But yet, are we living as Christ said? Do we follow the directions that Christ gives? They're in the Bible. I mean, they're not, you know, hidden somewhere. They're right there in the pages of the Bible. Of course, we need to really pray that God will help us to understand it. But the words are written there. The Ten Commandments, they're all there. Christ expounded on them. Lesson 22 says, these very people who believed on him sought to kill him because they hated what he said. They hated his gospel. The very solution to mankind's troubles that will usher in peace, prosperity, and happiness in all the earth. They hated that message, that gospel message, the good news of the soon coming kingdom and family of God. And Jesus Christ went on here in verse 44 to say, you are of your father, the devil. See, they had a different father. You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. They were going to do what the devil did. And he says he was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Verse 45, and because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Right? They wanted to kill him because Jesus Christ told them the truth. They hated it. He told them the gospel message. They hated it, but they believed on Christ. They believed on him as a person, and they saw that he did miracles, but they hated the message because they were of their father, the devil. They would rather follow a lie than hear the truth. The truth was corrective, and they didn't like that. Verse 46, which of you convinces me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Verse 47, he that is of God hears God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. Wow. He that is of God hears God's words, and you therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. They would not do what Christ told them to do. And those are very strong words from Jesus Christ. Very strong. And I suppose most professing Christians today would think that they would never talk back to Jesus Christ. They would never act that way. But if a person does not do what Christ instructs, they are talking back, and they're refusing to hear God's words. It's not enough to just believe on the person of Christ. We must hear God's words and do them. The words that Jesus Christ taught. Lesson 22 of the Correspondence Course says, millions today also believe on Christ, but do not believe his gospel because most have never heard it. Again, they've heard about Christ, about the person, but they haven't heard the gospel message that he taught. It says they have heard of Christ, of what he did, but not his message of the solution to all man's troubles and how to receive eternal life in joyful happiness, abundance, and accomplishment. So millions today have been deceived into believing a false gospel that does not lead to salvation. Strong words, but backed up by the word of God. That's the way it is. There's a false gospel. There's, I suppose, a few flavors of that. And people think they're going the right way because, after all, they believe Christ came here and believe he's our Savior, but they don't do what he says. Sometimes don't even know what he said, aren't interested. Notice Matthew 7. It's a really, again, strong warning here from Jesus Christ. Matthew 7, verse 21, it says, "Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." And again, a lot of people say that. "But," he says, "he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, well, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And in your name have cast out devils, and in your name done many wonderful works." And verse 23, "And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." See, they said a lot about Jesus Christ, but in the end, they worked iniquity. They were lawless. And this is a sobering warning. Many people believe on Christ, but do not do what he said. And Christ said that we must do the will of God the Father. We read that in verse 21. So many people are lawless and doing lawless deeds. That's what iniquity means, lawlessness. They're doing it in the name of Christ. For example, how many people keep pagan holidays but say they are doing it in the name of Christ? Did Christ tell us to keep those days? Did he keep them? False days? He did not. He kept God's holy days, and he gave instruction on how to do that. And yet people, for the most part, disregard that. And they justify their lawlessness by saying, well, we're doing it to worship Christ. Not doing what Christ said, though. Most people are lawless and are doing lawless deeds in the name of Christ. We need to make sure that we are doing the will of God the Father. And that's spelled out in the Bible. Not just believing on the person of Christ. That's not enough. We have to know what he said and then do it. And if you would like to take an in-depth study into what the true gospel message is, that good news of the soon coming kingdom and family of God and what that entails, please sign up for the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. It's a free course, and it's at thetrumpet.com. Lesson 22 covers this vital topic. That's all the time we have for this edition of Live by Every Word. Thank you for spending some of your time with me today. I'm Dwight Falk. Until next time, let's all strive to more perfectly live by every word of God.
You've been listening to Live by Every Word on Trumpet Radio 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm and thetrumpet.com.